Hello, JT. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. And I think Mark just joined us. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Oh no,
How are you?
now we're in trouble.
Yeah, we're in big trouble now.
You keep giving me a hard time, Mr.
I know.
JT.
That's because I love you so much.
What's funny is that I saw your Skype thing and it says JT and then in parentheses it says online.
Mine doesn't show that. It just shows your web address.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't show status when you have an older version of Skype. You keep saying that.
I do. I guess that's the what I'm
Yeah,
not
it doesn't
seeing.
show your online. But I think it's funny because you know JT online, JT
Yeah,
parentheses online.
that's the funny part.
Yeah,
Hey,
like
Jake.
mine, for example, doesn't say remarkable parentheses palette or anything like
No, it says in vino veritas.
that. Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means in wine there is truth.
Oh,
It means when someone gets drunk, they tell
I was going to
the
say when they drink enough of it. Hey, JT, I wanted to ask you, how did your margarita chicken come out?
Oh, excellent. Very, very good.
It was good.
You got a chicken drunk and had your way with
I did. It
it?
was great.
How, what, tell me the recipe.
Oh, it was just see, it was weird because I marinated it. They wanted me to add olive oil to the marinade. Is
Yeah,
that
that's quite common. Yeah, usually you want to have an acid and a oil together in a marinade.
okay? No, it was just garlic, olive oil, lime, tequila, of course, and let's see what else. So that was about all. That was about all that was in the recipe.
Yeah,
It
that
was
sounds
so funny
good.
listening to that show though, because you kept getting distracted by what you were doing.
I know. I couldn't do both at the same time.
It's like, can you walk and chew gum?
I can, and I can drive and podcast, but I can't cook and talk at the same time.
That's true.
I think Adam had a bad case of that recently when he was making the soup, and he kept getting distracted.
Yeah.
I know, it was hilarious.
Well, I'm actually about to do my remarkable palate show, and I recorded several recipes yesterday at my client's house. So I'm gonna do a cooking cast for this next show.
Oh,
Yeah, so
sounds cool.
That sounds very cool.
It's funny. I realize I haven't done that many cooking casts as much. My show's all about food, and I've done it a couple of times. But there are shows that are just very specifically for cooking. But I thought, oh, it'll be fun to do that once in a while.
Yeah, that's
Now,
cool.
who are you typing to now?
I was just changing my thing to say that I'm recording now. My
Ah.
little thing. So people would know if they want to call, they're more than welcome to call.
Yeah.
You're, so we're
It's so
not good
funny.
at.
Your show was about Rosie and Joy Behar, and it was just so strange because today, for the first time in so long, I saw a bit of The View, just the very end of it.
Oh, then you missed a good which the Von
I
Trapp.
didn't. Yeah, I saw the Von Trapp. Yeah, that's all I saw. I didn't see the show itself. I just saw the little, and I'm like, wait a minute, shouldn't they be like 75 years old by
These are the
now?
grandkids.
They're the actual Von Trapp grandkids, or there's some kids they hired that looked Austrian.
No, if you go to the website, they are the actual Von Trapp grandchildren
Oh,
from some of
wow.
the original Von Trapp kids.
Wow.
So.
And I guess they're paying a lot of residuals to the Hammerstein and Rodgers grandchildren,
Oh, I have no idea.
because they were singing all the
So,
songs from Sound of Music, which
yeah, they
obviously,
were.
that's not the songs that they sang when they became the Von Trapp
Of
family singers,
course.
obviously. They were cute. They
Now,
were
did you
cute.
see? I guess you didn't see the section that when they had Julia Sweeney on there talking about her latest
No.
monologue CD.
I love her. I totally love her. I
Well, I love
adore
her even
her.
more now because she. Why are you
No,
laughing?
I love her more
Because
than you.
I'm like so lost. I have no idea what you guys are talking
You
about.
don't know.
Julia Sweeney used to be on Saturday Night Live. She
Are you?
did. She was It's Pat. Remember It's Pat? That was
Yes,
Julia Sweeney,
yes. Okay.
and she did this amazing one-woman show called God Said Ha. It was all about
Oh.
her struggle with cancer.
Right. Okay, now Matt Blender's talking to me. Let me talk to him. Anyway,
Oh.
on the show, let me just ask him if he wants to join.
Well, of course he does. Well, the thing is that Adam and I were supposed to do a show tonight, and Adam canceled last second. So, and Matt was supposed to be on it. So, I'm sure he's
Okay,
available.
I'm going to call him then and add him to the
So this will be
conference.
a good cross section for a small conversation
Yeah,
that
but
I have with you
I don't
guys.
want to stop talking about Julia Sweeney.
Of course not. No. But then later on, we'll hijack your show and talk about something that I'm curious about.
Okay. Hey, Matt.
So what was?
I was going to say hi to Matt. Hi, Matt. Matt, are you there?
Maybe he's muted. Yeah.
Hello. Oh, no. Yeah.
Clunk. There he is.
Get it together, girl.
I got it together.
So, okay. So yep. What was Julia Sweeney talking about, Archer?
Okay. Well, she's got another CD monologue out about called How I Lost God or Losing God or something like that.
Okay.
And, right. and it's basically a follow-up from that first one that you were just talking about, where she was questioning all about religion and so forth, and not necessarily because of her cancer, because her cancer was cured, but her brother died of cancer.
Right, right.
But I love it because she did a really good job of explaining how she came to the conclusion that God doesn't really even exist, that this is it's a creation for people to find comfort in the problems that they're having in their life. And that's what I've said constantly, you know, over yeah. and over again. That's really how I feel about religion and God. And it was funny because Elizabeth Hasselbeck, of course, the religious
of course.
You know, bitch that she is, she was saying, oh, yeah, but she goes, I joined a Bible group and it's actually done the different, it's done the opposite for me. I totally believe in the Bible and believe in religion and all this stuff. And I just want to say, shut up, Elizabeth, and let this woman tell her, you know, story.
Well, The View, they have a history of completely subverting their guests while they're on and just doing their own. I mean, Starr was horrible that way. She used to always just completely interrupt the guest and just say her own sort of beliefs, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Matt, did you see The View today?
I actually was watching a little bit of it.
Did you see the Julia Sweeney part?
No, I just watched the beginning with Rosie O'Donnell talking about something about some x-rays at airports.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I love Julia Sweeney, and I'm totally considering getting this CD that she has out now.
Oh, I'm interested in seeing that now, yeah, because she's great, and I kind of share that view, obviously. And I also went through a personal journey, you know, of that in terms of religion as well.
Well, she decided that after the whole cancer thing that she was going to do a lot of research on religion, and she looked into Buddhism, she looked into, you know, all these different religions, and then finally, after literally like 11 years, came to the conclusion that there is no God, that it's really there to comfort people, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And it's funny, I used to have that really hard view, and like, oh, how silly, we just invented it. But in a way, like, now I've sort of softened it and saying, oh, actually, it's an amazing thing that, you know, it shows how the human mind and the psyche, how it needs all this stuff. So it builds these sort of structures in order to be comforted and to try to understand things. And it's amazing how cultures across the world that are completely separate have also come up with these kind of structures as means of understanding the world.
Yeah.
In an age before we had scientific explanations for a lot of things. It's actually kind of cool. So it shows just how clever, you know, how clever man is to have invented God.
You know? Or several different gods, depending on where you are in the world. You know?
Yeah, but the concept of that, the concept of a divine or of a deity or of a creator.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. Yeah,
it is amazing. Anyway, so let's have another topic.
So it's...
Okay, how about this? Today I peed in a plastic cup.
Oh my God!
I wasn't allowed to flush the
voluntarily.
Toilet. Yes, I wasn't allowed to flush the toilet or wash my hands until after the little Chiquita checked it out herself. She was this teeny tiny little Latina girl.
That's kind of kinky. Did you? How much did you have to pay her to get into that scene?
They should have made my goddamn cab faster, damn sure.
You're all Skypey. I didn't hear that.
I said agency.
He peed on his microphone.
Me. Yeah, right.
So was that for a job you were doing?
Yes, I'm working starting tomorrow.
Yay, Matt's
cool.
Got a job.
Right on. What job is it?
I'm going to be a sales assistant.
For who?
Cool.
For a company.
Okay, yeah. Don't tell me too many details. Yeah. Is it a salaried position or is it a part-time thing?
Sounds like it might be temp to hire.
Ooh, very good.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Well, congrats.
Thanks. I was trying to figure out why. I guess she had to, like, maybe she. I was trying to figure out why I wasn't allowed to flush the toilet. And I was thinking maybe she, like, had to, like, check the cup and then check the toilet to make sure it was, like, the same consistency.
Exactly. Yeah, because sometimes if people have brought in a fake sample, they pour it into the cup and then maybe they I don't know, you know, that maybe that's has to do with that.
Yeah. I heard of, a while ago, I heard of this guy who was making a living selling his urine to people who were doing those tests.
Yeah, they did these, like, really elaborate things. Like, they would have a little sachet that you would strap to your leg and then a tube that would sort of go into your underwear. So that, like,
oh, my when, God.
Because like, some of these places, they, like, watch you pull it out.
Yeah.
And
pee. Yeah.
That is so Gattaca. Do you remember mm-hmm. Gattaca?
They watch your genitalia.
Yeah, Gattaca, good movie.
Excellent movie. I love
good
that movie.
Good movie.
Archer, why is it every time I'm on your show like, gross?
You're all Skypey?
Why do we always talk about gross things? I don't know. They just happen to come up. Well, you brought it up anyway.
Come on, you talked about pee.
But it was you last time. And all your little pansy listeners were like, I can't handle to talk about.
The Dirty Sanchez,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, you were that. You guys, that went kind of far.
You know, everybody gets a little shit on their mouth every once in a while. You know?
I beg to differ.
Hasn't your mother ever told you that you have to, like, swallow a thimble of dirt to get into heaven and stuff?
No.
So it's all part of that.
Wait, what does the dirt have to do with the shit? I don't think they ever said you have to give a Dirty Sanchez to get into heaven.
Dirt, shit.
I guess I'm not going to heaven. No, but my mother did
do that, you dirty atheist.
Yeah, exactly. My mother did used to say that you eat a pound of dirt before you die.
Yeah, thank you. See? Yeah.
Oh, I ate about a half a pound today.
Who are you rimming?
I'm just being ridiculous. Dirt? Excuse me. No, that's not the same thing, I hope.
No.
I
want to ask...
But here's...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to bring up a totally different topic. So
I was going to change it, too. I want to talk to JT a little bit about his band. Maybe I wasn't listening clearly enough, but what instrument do you play, JT?
I can't tell you.
JT.
It's too gay.
JT.
You.
The recorder.
No. I know.
Did I ask you this before?
No, I have no idea. I play the flute and piccolo, the gayest instruments in the world.
Oh, I love the sound of those.
I know.
That's not as gay as the skin flute.
Well, and that's what you play, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Well, who doesn't play well. That?
Good point.
I'm a virtuoso.
There you go.
Well, very cool.
So, okay, the topic that I'm curious about is having to do with sort of like podcasting burnout.
Oh.
Can we talk about podcasting burnout?
Yes, we can.
And pod fading and or just a general malaise around the podcasting world. Because I've noticed several podcasts lately have talked about this. And it's interesting. Well, Adam talked about it recently.
Yes, I remember that.
On This Boy Elroy. And the gay expat today was talking about phenomenon. And
is it that people aren't coming up with things to talk about, or that people aren't listening?
I don't know so much about the listening, but I think that it's a lot of podcasters lately have expressed a sort of malaise, like, oh, podcasting is no fun anymore, or oh, there's a bunch of drama, it's a bunch of insular bullshit, it seems like a circle jerk, or just I don't have anything to talk about kind of stuff on a lot of shows. I don't know if you felt the same, but I actually felt quite similar. And last week I was at a point where, like, I for myself actually shared that. I was like, oh, I don't have anything to talk about. And then luckily I had a really, really great I got invited to a rehearsal for a concert that's coming up, and I recorded that, and
yeah,
I was my God, that was like a really good, you know, ended up being a good podcast, I think.
Yeah, the Rags thing, the Rags interview, right?
Yeah.
That was good.
Why is it called Rags?
It's called Rags because it's a musical about immigrants.
I was gonna say, didn't you listen to the show?
I was at the salon that day. No, I was busy
getting your back waxed.
You only listen to shows.
Oh my God, Archer!
You only listen to shows where people diss each other, right?
No, I only listen to shows that talk about me personally.
Well, I did happen to notice on your website today that you've, or yesterday, you posted how many times you've been on Archer Radio.
I know, right?
I was, there's like six times in a row he's on your show.
Now, see, there you go. When you have a malaise in podcasting, you have Matt Blender on.
You know it. I'm here to bring the fire.
Shake it up, Matt. Shake it up.
You know it. Shake it like a whore in Rio.
Well, but it's interesting because the Gay Expat, he had this theory that he said, well, it was interesting how it all sort of seemed to coincide around after the elections were over. And that made me think, oh, that's interesting. Maybe, you know, everyone sort of had all this stuff running up to the elections. And then afterwards, it's almost kind of like, okay, well, that's done. And it's kind of, maybe there was a big letdown, or just like people were tired and they felt like, okay, well, you know, all the blustering kind of, you know, stuff, political stuff is over now that we've won. And which obviously is never the case.
You know what? It started way back at the beginning of the summer.
Well, I was going to say it started at the end of the summer, but.
No. I guess we disagree, but yeah. Beginning of the, as soon as summer got about the middle of summer, people just stopped doing their shows anymore.
I've noticed that too. That a lot of people are not podcasting nearly as much as they used to.
Mm-hmm. Archer does his show almost every day.
Yeah,
almost.
Matt's on it every time.
That's how much I love Matt Blender.
Oh, who can blame you?
No,
I
but
think that
I just
in general.
Mine actually, you know, as it turns out, it ends up usually being just a journal where I'm just talking about whatever happened in the day, and it's probably more for my own, you know, personal history in
exactly.
the future to listen
yep.
to it.
Yep.
And that's what's cool about it, is it because I think it's just you, and it's just frank and honest and out there. It's not like you're not playing a character, and you're not doing a role, and you're not performing a sort of political act. And maybe a lot of the other ones, the ones that are having those sort of issues, maybe it's because that's an issue that's at play. You know, I mean, if you're it after a while, it becomes hard to play a character consistently all the time.
Very true.
It becomes hard if, you know, who wants to always hear about the same kind of political
Weinstein.
Stuff, Weinstein. You know?
Well, she posted her 500th show today.
Yes, she did.
But
I don't have to do the show notes for it.
I know, I saw that. No show notes, please.
But then it says tags, semicolon, blank space.
Yeah.
So I guess that was like the tags.
Skin tags.
You know it.
No, but in terms of listeners, I have to tell you that slowly, since like mid to late summer, I have slowly increased my listenership. Not huge numbers, but 2 to 3 new listeners every week.
Wow.
So, and that my downloads are at the highest they've ever been right now.
It's because you're so awesome. Hello.
Exactly.
But I'm just, but I don't see, no, well, thank you very much. That's nice of you to say, but I don't think so. As I was saying, my personal journal kind of thing, I think really tends to be boring, and I can't imagine that more and more people want to listen to it.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think that in general, more people are listening to podcasts. It's kind of ironic that there's this sort of this inertia that's starting to happen in the queer podcasting community anyway, because I think in general, the general public is now starting to get it and to start listening to podcasts. And I think a lot more gay people are probably listening to podcasts too. And they haven't been around since the beginning like a lot of us. And they haven't been party to all of the, you know, the bullshit infighting and stupidity, you know, and the bitchiness. And it, in a way, it kind of was like, this is the moment or the opportunity when a lot of the hard work could be paying off, but people are so engaged in the sort of complaining and bitchy infighting and just overall real nastiness, you know, that it's
that's hilarious. I don't know if you have you heard of the podcast Drink Till You're Funny?
I have heard of it, yes.
I have not actually listened to
oh,
it.
A friend of mine, Justin's on that show, and they don't do anyone else's show. They don't post on anyone else's blog, and they have a ton of listeners.
Like, yeah, well, they're probably smart they're probably marketing outside of the podcasting community.
No,
they're probably marketing locally
or
offline.
Obviously, the people who are listening are not, maybe not as many fellow podcasters.
Exactly.
I was going to say, whereas I'm probably the majority of my listeners are other podcasters. You know,
right?
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, because I listen to everybody's show almost. I listen to a lot of them.
Right, but that doesn't mean that granted, and that's the same. You know, for me, I listen to a lot of shows of other people, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the majority of the listeners are other podcasters.
Well, I guess I'm just assuming that
it just means that maybe the other ones don't participate. You know, maybe the listeners don't perk up.
What do you mean, like leaving messages and stuff?
Leaving messages or calling or you know, participating.
Well, you know, that's interesting you mentioned that. I've thought about starting a show where I don't associate myself with this show, with my show, or anything, just to see what kind of reception I get.
Well, now that's an interesting thing because JT, you have two podcasts currently now. Anyway, that
right.
are both in the quote unquote gay arena, I guess I could say. Mm-hmm. Which one gets more attention or listenership? Or
Real Men Wear Pink gets the most subscribers. Yeah,
but yet you don't put out as many shows with that one, right?
I know, and that you know. You gotta talk to Adam.
Well, no, I'm not complaining. I don't want to turn into that. I'm just saying that that's surprising that you. That's,
you would assume that the more frequently updated one would have more listeners. Is
right.
That what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
We try to do about one a week, and you know, you just get more. I think you get more people wanting it more, maybe because it's not as often.
Yeah.
Kind of like in a relationship, right?
I don't have that problem.
Lucky you.
Well, yeah. I don't have relationships.
Except don't go sharing germs now. Cause
I know,
because
my boyfriend's sick. He has some kind of stomach virus, and I feel so bad for him. Oh.
Is he puking?
It's coming out the other end.
Oh.
Like in the like in that hot tub video that
the boys.
Oh my god. So fake.
That was so nasty. Fake. Well, at first I thought it looked like I thought maybe it was menstruating. You know?
No, it was brown.
It was, but yeah, I couldn't tell because of the color of the on the. But oh, yuck!
They're gonna get a bunch of people leaving comments like, "This show is so dirty. I had to turn it off. I couldn't handle it."
That's okay. They'll come back for the next one.
Archer, yeah, Archer Radio is so filthy.
But anyway, yeah. So my boyfriend's sick. He called and left a message on my voicemail. At like 3 o'clock, and I'm like, "Hello, I'm not even home." But he was all, you know, sniffly and obviously not feeling very well. And he said, "I just want you to call me so I can hear your voice."
Oh,
that was so sweet. So I called him and we talked. And I don't know what I can do for him. He's just I guess like a 24-hour thing. It just has to work its way out of his system.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You need that when you're yucky. You just need to talk to someone who loves you.
Yeah. So
That's sweet.
And even though it sounded like it on Monday's podcast, we were not in an argument about going to that winery.
Oh no, not at all. But it's funny because he has this thing about being snarky with you when you tell him what to do on the recording.
Yeah, that's true. And he's not that way in real life at all. But anyway.
Yeah.
So JT, did Adam give you an alternate date to do the next recording?
We talked about it.
I'd like to know this too, JT.
No, I have to look at my schedule.
God. And Matt, when are you putting out your next show?
Probably tomorrow. I'll just talk out of my ass as usual.
We'll talk about your new job.
I will. I'll talk about the whole peeing experience and everything. It'll be great.
It'll be great. Well, anyway, back to the podcasting malaise. I don't know that I've really felt that.
I have. I think I'm just, I don't know. I feel kind of bored with it. Like, it's just like, in general, I feel like queer podcasts in general don't have that kind of freshness and newness and energy that there used to be with everything that was going on the scene. Even like earlier this year, it just feels different. Like,
but to me, I think part of it has to do with the fact that there's so many people who are replicating models that are already there, and it's so funny because podcasting was created to sort of break through the existing models, and to, you know, that it was a way for people to really share their own thoughts and creativity. And to my view, anyway, it seems like there's so many shows that are out there that are just doing the same thing as the show down the street.
You That's know, true,
the
too.
Same, the same gimmicks, the same style, the same sort of bitchy kind of gay humor, you know? And that's fine and wonderful, and I actually love several of those podcasts, and I listen to them every time they come out. But, you know, maybe that's part of it. Maybe people are thinking that, you know, maybe there's something inauthentic about it, that we're not getting really the real people. And maybe that's why people respond so well to you, Archer, and that's why people respond so well to John Ong. because it's just there, it's them, they're not playing a character, and they're just being honest and authentic and real about who they are and what their life is. And sometimes it's funny, and sometimes it's serious, and sometimes it's political, and sometimes it's just dumb, you know?
Exactly, like when I talk about my kitchen, but which, by the way, they are coming in tomorrow to finish the backsplash and the side splashes, so my kitchen will be completely done. But no, back to that, I also think it has to do, Mark, with the actual content of some of these shows. Now, I'm not going to name this show specifically, but I do listen to it religiously. However, I have really been bored off my ass listening to it, and I've had to turn it off a couple times. And I don't know if it's the personality of the person on the show or if it's the actual guest that they have on there. But I'm not going to say... Because like this morning, was it this morning?
But, you know, now all we're doing now is running through our mind all the possibilities,
right? We're trying to figure out who it is.
Oh my God.
Who had a guest? My God, it was Mark.
I'm not going to say, because I still listen to this podcast, but I was sitting eating my breakfast listening to this, and I'm just like, I cannot take another minute of this guy's voice. I just can't do it. And I turned it off in the middle of the podcast because I just couldn't take it anymore.
I've done that numerous times, and
it's real man
probably on
ink,
the and it? Probably on the same one that you're talking about.
Well, then, Mark, I need to talk to you offline then sometime.
Hang up on Matt, please.
No,
oh.
I can't do that. So,
but
oh my God, it's really Mark. More.
It's
what? You're so right.
For me, it's more God. About the nastiness.
Hey, sharing,
okay,
please.
I'm sorry.
Mark, for me, that bothers me less than the utter nastiness. Because, you know, if someone's just, you know, if a show is just not, you're just not feeling it that day, okay, whatever. It's your mood. It's sometimes the show wasn't that good. But what it is for me that really bothers me is that there's really, like, it seems like there's a need to just be nasty and horrible.
And that's why I don't want to
say. On a few shows, and I'm just sick of it, you know.
That's why I don't want to say what the show is or anything like that, because I don't want to get into that. I'm just saying that I'm just trying to explain the whole podcasting malaise and that sometimes it has to do with the content, you know.
Like farting noises?
Huh?
Like a lot of farting noises?
No, it has nothing to do with farting noises.
No, I don't know. For me, it's just about like open, utter nastiness. You know, just being rude and mean and nasty to people. I just think it's over. I mean, it's like that's cute once in a while, but you know, it's just over time. It reveals more about the person making it and or the people who will continue to just encourage it and listen to it constantly. You know, that sort of it makes me sick after a certain time.
Well, that's exactly the way I felt. I was just like, I can't do it anymore. I love these shows, but I just can't listen to this one anymore.
Who?
I'm not going to say.
You have to text it to me.
No.
Yeah. All of us.
No, I'm not going to. Mark already guessed it, and we're leaving it at that.
Oh, well, now Mark has to let us know, too.
No, Mark, and don't do it, please.
Of course not.
Okay.
Oh, that is so rude. That's like bringing chicken nuggets to school and not sharing with the class.
Dude, do you know what's in chicken nuggets?
Wait a minute.
That stuff is nasty. You do not need to be eating them to begin with, so don't worry.
JT sends me a message. Tell us, or I will kick your ass. And I'm a
second-degree brown belt. He will virtually kick his ass.
You can come on up to DC and do it. Anyway.
So you know Ron and Fez if you're in DC.
I know who?
Ron and Fez?
I don't know them. What?
Oh, they're a radio personality. They rock. Anyways.
What radio station?
Oh, they're not in there anymore. Now they're on satellite.
Oh, I don't know them.
Okay.
Oh, I saw a report today that Sirius is down what do they call it? Not downgrading, but downwardly adjusting their estimates for subscribers at this year. And from like, you know, they had estimated 6.3 million subscribers, and it's going to be something like 6.1 or 5.9 or something.
I heard that Sirius and XM were going to merge.
Really?
I heard that too, yeah. Well, did you hear who Howard Stern's biggest brain's not working this evening.
Dick?
Do you know who he's going to have on tomorrow? Perez Hilton.
Oh Lord!
Ugh. Oh my God!
Did I ever tell you that I was in a movie?
Yes,
where he was an extra. Okay, well, fine. Goodbye.
I haven't heard this. I haven't heard this.
Love you. Go back in my archives; you'll hear it.
Okay. Speaking of nastiness in podcasting,
but Mark, I love
Archer
you.
Has joined the chorus.
I love you, Mark. Okay, boys and girls, I think at this point we will end part one. And please tune in on Thursday for the rest of the gangbang show, as they like to call them. And see who else joined the gangbang. We had one more special guest on, and he wanted to refer to himself as a porn star, but you'll have to decide for yourself. Anyway, thanks for listening. Until tomorrow, when you get to hear part two. That's all for today, boys and girls. Bye. Archer Radio.